FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Well, hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the rather sensual FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you even more sensual people, the Armchair Army, as we're here live at Broadhurst Park this evening to bring you live and, well, not exclusive because the BBC are here, but they're rubbish. Coverage of FC United of Manchester against AFC Telford United. Oh, kickoff is coming up in 4 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, and all the joy, and probably all the tears of another FC Live. Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you people, the Armchair Armour. You can get in touch with your station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter, FCM Radio, the Soul is One Match Day Fred, and you can text 0161 850 1878. Hello. You looked at me funny then, Brian, when I said even more sensual.
I didn't know you were speaking. I thought that was all pre-recorded.
Did you just think
nonsense.
I was having a...
It's all pre-recorded. We're all sat at home.
I'll take that as a compliment, Brian.
We're watching the Olympics.
So welcome to FC Live. As you can hear, coming out of retirement, it's Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
I keep bringing you back in. Like,
yeah.
I liken you to that
like
Sean,
a bad penny.
No, that Sean Connery film in the 80s where he came back as James Bond. What was that film? You know, he came back just a one-off, but it wasn't an official James Bond film. Paul, you should be good at this. Get in touch, station at fcmradio.co.uk.
Not Connery, then?
Yeah, Sean Connery. Yeah, he came back, right. And his wig was even more improved. But anyway, so the teams are now out for this game tonight here at Broadhurst Park. We've got commentary from myself, Brian, and Stato Paul. James is coming over shortly. He's had to do a kind of rescue mission for FCM TV, who were a bit short-handed this evening. So we've got full coverage coming. The teams are now out. It is, of course, customary to start with the home team. And for that magical moment, I'm going to hand over to the magician that is Brian.
Good evening, everyone. Right, FC are lining up with Dave Carnell in goal. Dale Tong, 2. Chris Chandler, 3. Scott Kay, 4. Tom Eckersley, 5. Luke Ashworth, 6. Harry Winter, 7. Sam Sheridan, 8. Tom Greaves at number 9. Jerome Wright, captain at number 10. George Thompson, 11. And on the subs bench, we've got Matty Wolfenden, Jake Williams, Nathan Lowe, Jason Gilchrist, and Kieran Glynn.
Now, for you people out there wondering, where is Sam Maidler and where is Del Johnson? Well, Del Johnson was warming up before the match. I spoke to Margie before kickoff, and he says that Sam Maidler and Del Johnson, they're about a week away. They're just slightly behind with the fitness. So they've not gone anywhere. They're still here.
I think Sam Maidler got cropped at Mosley, didn't he?
Yes. So they are still here, so there's no need to worry or anything like that. Pink Boots is still with us, which is good. Telford are in a little huddle, and this of course is a bit of payback this evening, Paul, from last season's played three, lost three.
Do you want to go through their team?
In a minute. Answer me question, Paul. Stop dodging it.
Well, we lost all three meetings last season. We can't even beat them in a friendly, so it's rather disturbing.
You could say about 100% record.
We conceded 10 goals in 3 games, had 2 players sent off, we had a goalie injured. It was like everything that could go wrong does go wrong against Telford. But it all stops tonight.
Correct.
And it's now time for the customary visiting lineup. And for that, I'm going to hand over back to Brian. Surprise.
Telford are lining up with James Montgomery in goal. Number 2, Dwayne Samuels. 3, Darren Campion. 4, Dan Preston. 5, Gianluca Havern, the captain. 6, Jack Ray. 7, Lucas Dawson. 8, Danny Reynolds. 9, Dave Hibbert. 10, Josh Wilson. 11, Lee Fowler. And on the bench, they've got Michael Monaghan, Tom Pearce, Micah Evans, Ben Bailey and Callum Gittins. And tonight's match officials are the referee, Mr. Aaron Jackson, with his assistants, John Kenny and Scott Simpson.
And it looks like we're going to be playing our customary 4-5-1 or 4-3-3 formation. I spoke to a journalist earlier about Telford, and he says they play a similar strange formation. So we'll look out for that one as a long ball down the line there, which Chandler deals with. And we're underway here at Broadhurst Park. Decent crowd tonight, Brian.
Yeah, it's not a bad turnout considering the stage of the season. A lot of people away on holiday.
Throwing for Samuels there, who throws it all the way back to Haven, the captain for Telford, who plays it to Dan Preston, his centre half partner. Left footed chip forward down the left hand side where Dale Tong is, playing right back this evening for FC United. And Telford pick up the ball again on the halfway line, and down the line it goes again. It's booted straight up in the air by Dan Preston, but this time it's effective. Cross comes in, but it's headed, just flipped over the top of someone's head at the back there, and it's now with Chandler, who can clear it. Down the line it goes to Sheridan, who's got time to hold on to the ball, and he plays it on to Tom Greaves. And that's a good tackle there by Preston.
Superb tackle, that.
Straight from Plainfield, from Duckenfield, that tackle, I thought.
Yeah.
Here's Ashworth now on the ball to Ecclesley. To Tong on the right side. Down the line it goes, where Thompson is, holds that ball up and gives it back to Sheridan, who plays the ball first time over the top, but it's a bit too long and it's comfortably back to James Montgomery. Yeah, that game at Telford.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Oh my God, did you go to that one, Brian?
I didn't.
Oh, you missed a treat.
Three goalies in the first half we had.
Yeah.
It was a delirious commentary that night because there was nothing else better to do than just take the mick out of it, really. It was one of them games. Ball cleared there into I reckon that's gone into the bowls area of Broadhurst Park.
First one out of the ground tonight, a couple of minutes in.
Don't forget as well, you can keep abreast of all the stats tonight. That's at liveteamstats.com for all your statty needs.
Paul will be tapping away his iPad away as we speak.
Here is Sheridan now on the ball on the right hand side, back to Thompson, who clears it forward towards Tom Greaves, but he's a couple of minutes in and he's already a bit of a lone figure up front. But Jerome Wright is getting that flick on if he can, and Thompson's chasing it down. And good defending that, because the options were very limited for that Telford defender.
It was very risky defending. It didn't look.
But good pressing from Jerome
and
Thompson.
It was defending from the front, really, there from Thompson and Jerome Wright. But the defending by Telford was risky, but he got away with it.
Here's Jack Rear on the ball, and I remember him being quite good last season.
Yeah,
that was last season. He's a year older now.
And that looked like an FC throw to me, but the linesman gives it the other way.
He's a year older now and obviously passed it.
Here is the past it, Jack Rear. He'll score a hat-trick now, mate.
There you go, straight through for a goal kick. Told you.
He did say, didn't he?
I'm a good judge of horse flesh.
Passed it, unlike our commentary team.
Here's Carnell on the ball now. He decides to roll it out for a good hoof upfield, I'd imagine. Have we wished him a happy marriage yet? I think we have several times, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Down the line it goes by Carnell, and it just goes over Tong's head, and he wins a throw-in off that one, which is handy. Midway into Telford's half. Plays it to Thompson, who plays it back to Tong. And it was a bit of a slow pass from Thompson.
It was a bit short, wasn't it? A bit bobbly.
Throwing taken, down the line it goes, headed on, and it's now with Telford's Lee Fowler, just on the halfway line on the left hand side, just under Swampy's Nest. Down the line it goes, but Ashworth, good defending from him. Of course, won the FCM Radio Player of the Season last year. Always like to be a bit different.
Yeah.
Has he suffered a reaction from that so far this season, you think?
It's like a millstone, Paul. It's a curse. Who else have we ruined with that award?
Daniels the year before.
Yeah, he hardly got a kick after
and
that.
And Mike Norton the year before that. Oh, so yeah, it's all worked out well.
Just before he busted his knee.
He's as good as gone then, isn't he?
Down the line it goes, and Fowler holds that up and plays the ball out, and that's a nice little through ball there, but Carnell's wise to it and picks up the ball well and distributes it quickly to Chandler on this left hand side. Surveys his options, plays it to Greaves, who holds the ball up on the halfway line, but he's surrounded by three white shirts there, and one of them was Josh Wilson, who plays all the way back to Montgomery.
I was talking with the blessed Mike Norton on Saturday.
How's he doing? He's had twins, hasn't he?
He's having twins. Twin boys.
Wow.
That'll hurt.
Oh, well in.
And here's Winter now. Winter, good play from him. Crosses into Telford's half and keeps going. Plays the ball to Greaves. And it's just behind him. Good defending, though, Afar.
It was. And again, only inches.
And it's now with Dawson.
It looks like a fat Mike Norton, doesn't he?
Who, Dawson? Oh, you mean 11, Lee Fowler. Where's Lee Fowler from? I've heard his name before.
Wrexham.
He played Marine.
They had two Fowlers, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Anyway, ball on the left-hand side for Telford. In it comes towards the edge of the penalty box, but it's well defended once again by the SM Radio Player of the Year, Luke Ashworth.
Oh, rub it in. Been nice knowing you, Ashy.
It's now with Thompson on the right side. Infield to Kay, who's been excellent through pre-season. Played in several positions.
He really grew into the team last season, Scott Kay.
Absolutely. Chandler there, not on the same wavelength as Jerome Wright.
And for anybody wondering, it has been confirmed in this programme that James Montgomery in Telford goal is the grandson of the great Sunderland keeper of the 70s.
What, Viscount Montgomery?
Well, we're not talking about the
one who rode into Cairo.
We're not talking about World War II now.
Oh, right.
Here's Wilson now on the ball. Nice little 1-2 there with Fowler. Wilson, it's a dangerous pass, but Ecclesley does well there.
Facing
the wrong way in the 6-yard box, but he did well with it, didn't he, Ecclesley?
Yeah, he did. Another player who's come on leaps and bounds into Tom Ecclesley.
He's been a bit, hasn't he? Some days he looks amazing, some days he looks.
When he first came, he looked like a kid that had been over-promoted, but he certainly improved.
So it's a corner ball. It's going to be taken by Lucas Dawson in the main stand MRE corner. And it comes, it's a shallow one. Ooh, it's headed corner on there by Hibbert, rather. But it's out on the left-hand side, and it's now with Lee Fowler for Telford. Puts it onto his left foot, but he looks like he's right-footed, and Sheridan does well there. Infield to Thompson, who holds that ball up and plays it to no one in particular down the left-hand side for Jerome Wright, but he wasn't there at all. And offside.
Well seen, Liner. I don't think the lad that ran on was offside, but Fowler actually did make a jump for the ball in an offside position.
So it's offside, and it's going to be taken by Carnell. And Jerome Wright is on there. If you can pick him out, require a long ball.
Not with that ball.
It was the right pass. It was just poorly executed.
Yes.
Really. Anyway, it's now with Lucas Dawson on his left foot. Plays it through the middle to Fowler, who holds it up. And it's now with Rhea, who plays it to Preston. And it's back into midfield and a long ball out right. And that's a brave header there by Chandler. And the player really. The Telford player didn't really go for that,
no,
did he?
He wasn't looking at the ball, was he?
It was almost like he knew, and it's Samuels, the right back for Telford. It almost like he knew Chandler was going to get to that.
Yeah.
And Chandler was brave to go for it.
He left himself there, didn't he? He didn't throw any elbows about, fortunately.
It's in need treatment.
And on comes Sam's for treatment, physio Sam Rhodes. And we should say, there's been a bit of talk about these blue tops. These Jacko Vanarama training tops.
Mandatory kit.
Yeah. Yes, there is no variation of this disgusting blue colour, and that means that both sets of managers and coaching staff have these blue tops. Am I out of turn for slagging the sponsors off like this, by the way?
What this
and
does
the
mean
training
is
tops as well. They have to train in these tops too, out in the pitch for warm up.
If there's a brawl in the dugouts, we won't really know who's hitting who.
Well, Dave Brown's quitting then, isn't it?
If we go back to Roy Sewell later,
we will know it's Dave Brown.
It was him.
Marge's playing it cool. He's got his black Primark on. Primarni.
Remember, we're keeping an eye on the match day, Fred, tonight as well, and you can also text us 0161 850 1878. You can, of course, text the old number, but at Shanghai now, at this time, is it about
3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, so
Shanghai surprise.
I shouldn't have said that, because that would be quite funny now when you text him at that time, won't it? Don't do it.
Do it anyway.
No, Brian, no, don't do it. He'll be out drinking anyway, won't he?
No, he'll be up listening to
it's
this.
It's not like he's got work in the morning, is it?
That's true, yeah.
So Carnell with that free kick. Chandler's all right, we're pleased to know at home. And it's well won back by Sheridan there. Plays it back to Luke Ashworth, who plays it all the way back to Carnell at the edge of his penalty box.
back to Asher. Asher controls it and plays it to Sheridan, who's playing makeshift right back at the moment. And over the top it goes in the general direction of Jerome Wright, but it's well defended by Dwayne Samuels and picked up by the past it. It was Danny Reynolds, not Raya. We can't call him that, because if someone from Telford tunes in, they'll go, that's very rude.
All I said was he's a year older.
Past his best.
Ball over the top from Montgomery. Oh. And Telford scored a goal like that, didn't they, last season, the FA Trophy against us?
Yeah, well, they scored 10, so they did score from all kinds of possibilities.
Here is Sheridan on the far side. And it's now back with Tong, who plays
out
it back
the
to Carnell.
They did the full gamut of lucky breakaway.
That's a horrendous first touch from Carnell. He gets away with it,
Second
though.
Second one's not bad. Second one's a tackle.
It's a good start, though, to this game, isn't it? It's
Telford have given us a bit of a lesson in passing the ball up to now, I think.
That's good.
What's the stats, Paul? How many times have they passed it?
It's
more than us, obviously.
It's 43-32 in successful passes so far.
We don't meet that many teams who outpass us.
Not many, no.
I mean, Charlie didn't outpass us last week, did they? They kind of just...
No, they had more possession, but they didn't outpass us, which sounds a bit odd, but it's about passes.
They were very direct.
Yeah.
Did you go to that game, Brian?
I didn't know.
Oh, you missed a treat.
Go on, George.
So here's Sheridan now on the right-hand side. He's only got Jerome Wright in front of him. That's a pass in there. And Samuels will deal with it too good. He does just about enough. And it's a corner ball to FC.
He nearly laid it on for Jerome there, didn't he?
It was almost a fatal error.
But good play that from Sheridan. And when Sheridan's on form, FC's on form.
Yeah, he's a good footballer, Sam.
Kay's looking for the short corner here, quick. I don't think he's going to get there.
Not now.
Cross comes in.
Good save. Brilliant header from Tom Eckersley. Great save, that keeper. Well done. He does hit a good corner, doesn't he, Sam?
He does.
Well, this guy Montgomery is being looked at by a number of league clubs. He's very, very rated.
Well, they'll have no trouble seeing him, will they, in that game? No.
Obviously, he's got a good pedigree.
So, it's a corner ball again.
Won the Battle of El Alamein and...
Sheridan with this corner towards... Oh, it was just beyond Eckersley and just beyond Winter on the far post. But here's Jerome Wright now on the other side. And Samuels looked better this time, and it's out for another corner. And this time, Jerome Wright leaves it for Sheridan. If you're wondering what I'm doing here, Brian, by the way, I'm doing the official tweets as well. But that multitasking. Yeah.
Multitasking.
He's talking rubbish on different forums at the same time. Yeah. Different platforms.
Basically, if you come out of a clever comment and he does, I write it down and tweet it. I've not done much so far.
And then blames us.
I've not done much so far.
A man of many mediocrities, talents.
Here is Sheridan. Going to be an in-swinger.
Quality ball.
And it comes. Oh, it's a good one, and it's palmed away again by Montgomery. It's effective. Gets the ball out of danger, but Winter picks this ball back up and plays it to Tong. Tong plays it all the way back to the centre circle where Chandler is. He plays it out left to the corner taker, Sheridan. Oh, that's a good ball to Winter. A lot of pace on that one. Might have been better if Winter just followed that.
Yeah.
I mean, he shinned it, and it had a lot of power in it because of Sheridan's.
He did well to get his shins to it, actually, the way he flashed it at him.
So it's Tong with this throw in, midway into FC United's half on the right hand side. Sheridan plays it back to Tong, who plays it to Eckersley. Eckersley's had the best chance of the game so far with that header. He did his best with it. Oh, that's a careless pass there by Ashworth. Did I mention he's FCM Radio's player of the season?
Yeah, he did, yes. He did let it slip.
But all's well that ends well. Still 0-0. And a free kick conceded by FC United. Just on the halfway line.
Yeah, he's a bit over-enthusiastic there, Tom Greaves.
A lot of big players up here in the just by the penalty box, FC United's penalty box. Ball comes in, it's headed on, and Kay once again is there to defend. And it's now with Jerome Wright, who's facing the wrong way, and that did come off Jerome Wright.
It's right under the line, there's no, isn't it?
That makes up for the one before, but...
Yeah.
So it's a throw-in to FC.
It was unusual to see Luke Ashworth get beaten in the air then. It doesn't happen very often from that free kick.
Chandler. with good his head, throwing
Tom Greaves.
Headed
head.
On by Greaves, headed on by Wright, and Winter, can he get to this? He can't, but he takes two players out with him, and that ball over the top of Dromite was offside.
Unlucky.
And well, there you go. Of course, that would be the perfect opportunity to say you shouldn't be offside from that position.
Well, you shouldn't be offside.
Looking across the line.
So 15 minutes on the clock here, 0-0. You're listening to FC Live, constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. AFC Telford United, the visitors this evening. Don't forget to text us 0161 850 1878. Free kick taken there by Montgomery. In it goes, headed on, and it's all over the place there, but cool defending in the end by FC Amadeus player this season, Luke Ashworth.
We're not a one-man team, though.
No, absolutely not. Here is Ashworth, forward to Thompson, who lays it off. That's a nice ball, and ball encourages Chandler to run onto it. Over the top it goes for Greaves, and Greaves... I still don't like this formation. But anyway, here's Sheridan. Sheridan driving forward, and there you go. Back with Montgomery. Unlucky. It's because you're here. I'm saying unlucky all of a sudden. You noticed that?
Yeah, I have.
When James is here, I say check a lot.
Check?
Yeah, listen to James.
It's in the post.
Yeah, no. As in checks his run.
Ah, checks. I see. Yeah.
That's his comfort blanket. Here is Chandler. Swampy's got about five, I've noticed.
What, comfort blankets?
Yeah. He can't end sentences properly. He has to say "and" at the end of every sentence. And that's a ball late to edit. Anyway, it's a throw-in to Telford just by the FC United corner flag here on this main stand side. It's going to be taken by Dwayne Samuels. Plays it to Fowler and gives it back to Samuels, who crosses that ball in, but it can't beat the first man, Chandler, who... gets the ball clear high into the air, but it's headed straight back by Jack Rea, and Ashworth heads it forward, and it's up in the air, but Winter can get this, but we're a bit pinned back here.
Yeah.
And Winter tries to defend that. A good shot comes in there by Dave Hibbert, but it's just wide. Is that their first proper shot?
Yeah.
It is.
That ball should have been dealt with. It was bouncing and bobbling around way too much there.
And it's going to be a goal kick.
Hibbert scored three times against us last season.
I think I did, didn't I, in this fixture?
Yeah, well, we all had a go.
And that is good defending there by Haven, the Telford captain. And
lucky.
Telford bring this ball forward, and well, Ecclesley deemed to have fouled.
Yeah, well, it's early season Reynolds. For the referee as well, isn't it?
That's true. Was it a foul?
It was a foul-ish, wasn't it?
And it's a free kick anyway. It's just by the centre circle in FC United's half. Lime green boots to take this, and it comes towards the back post. It goes, and the offside flag is there. Goal technically disallowed, but the offside the offside flag was up before that.
I'd say, well, that seven can ping a free kick, you know.
What worried me, though, it was 6 against 6 on the edge of our box when the free kick was being played in. I felt a bit insecure with those numbers.
Yeah, we need somebody looking for the loose ball, don't we? They're obviously going to get somebody on the second ball. We need to do the same.
Sorry, it's back.
He has a really good delivery, that seven.
He does, doesn't
he? Lucas Dawson. He doesn't just punt it forward, he puts a bit of spin on the ball.
It is Ecclesley on the ball. Down the right hand side it goes for Greaves to head on, but he's couldn't win that header. And Sheridan, he's fouled there surely by Danny Reynolds. Indeed he is, just on the centre circle and the centre spot.
We've got to give Greaves much better service than that.
Yeah, I was just about to say, we're 20 minutes in now. He's been beaten every time in the air, so it's time to start knocking it chest wise, isn't it? Or feet.
Or to feet. I mean, the chance we had earlier with the corners, that all came from down the lines more than anything, with Wright and Thompson. Free kick taken by Sheridan to Jerome Wright, and he's fouled there by Reynolds, and surely he can't be too far off a booking.
Well, we're making progress with his fouls, at least.
Are we in shooting range yet for George Thompson?
This could be Thompson range.
Yeah, just about.
He was about 5 yards out against Chorley on Saturday.
Not 5 yards out, but...
5 yards out of the penalty box, yeah. I should say. Here he's about, what, 18?
35, I'd say. Yeah, 35 overall, that, isn't it?
Well, if you can just get to bounce in front of the keeper, you've got a good, yeah, a bit of hope, haven't,
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you know. Somebody's looking for the bits and pieces.
So, free kick here for Thompson.
If anyone can, George can.
20 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. He's going to have a shot, and,
on this occasion. Scattered the ball, boys, for that one, didn't he?
Should have passed it. Said he should have passed it. Just to answer a question that's come in, were the Pie and Peas good? Yes, they were, John. Thank you for getting in touch.
Did he just get enough for himself? Yes, he did.
It was early. There was no one else here, right? It was half six. You two were probably still in your own homes.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I was in a pie shop in Mattersfield today and I saw pies I've never heard of. Lamb and damson.
What, isn't that a flower?
Absolutely astonishing array of pies.
I'll come back to that in a second because I'm slightly intrigued.
Have a word, referee.
I want to play Hyde United in the Manchester Premier Cup because they have squirrel pie at Hyde. Yeah. That's the only reason why I want to play Hyde.
I hope they're well plucked.
Lemon damson and chicken and mandarin.
Well, that sounds nice. No?
I'm not sure. I'd have to try one or two. Well, they certainly had a fine array. That was before we got to the cakes.
Little insight there into retired life when it's raining. There's a ball forward by Telford, and it's out for another throw.
I did sidle there against the wind and rain.
We're obviously going to be due a really hot October and November, aren't we? Clearly.
We're due a bloody August, aren't we? We haven't had one of them for a good few years.
Here's Eckersley on the ball. He's charged down there, but he does well with it by Hibbert. And it's back with Eckersley, who has to head it forward. It's like pushing the bat there on Thompson, but yeah. The referee says
right
nothing
under the referee's
doing.
Nose.
And Tong is having to defend that against Dave Hibbert. And I'm not sure about that, to be honest. I mean, Tong was in front of Hibbert, and yet the referee says foul against Telford.
I think the weakest one won there, didn't they? They were both trying to be strong on the ball, and the weakest one got the free kick.
You're right, Brian. The referee's just rewarded weakness there. Yes, definitely. Yes.
It's a good position for a delivery.
It is. And if it's that number seven,
good delivery.
Yeah.
And
looks like it's going to be Fowler.
Pretty much level with the penalty, the 18-yard line, this, but further out.
So it's going to be Fowler to take this with his right foot. It's going to be an in-swinger. In it comes. Oh, and it's flicked on, and it's one of them balls, wasn't it, where you just go, that flick on it, it goes to the far
post. Just a free header, that. He shouldn't be getting a flick on. Somebody should be all over him.
This is what we saw at Chorley, unfortunately. The defending was sometimes a bit too passive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
People not committing themselves to win the ball.
Yeah, it is. We're not being aggressive enough. We need to be dominant.
People
aren't prepared to attack the ball, are they?
Big pile up in the box here that the referee's trying to sort out before the kick's taken.
There's a classic training ground move coming here, isn't there? There's going to be an in-swinger, and it comes. And it's top near post, and no one was challenging there, and Carnell's going to have to be on it. Does well.
He did very well there, Carnell.
You surprised how much space Josh Wilson had then for that header?
Not really, the way we've been defending.
That's a fair comment.
Yeah, that is, actually. Thompson there with an overlap from Chantler. Chantler can move this ball forward.
Go on, Chris.
Bit of a counter-attack coming here. Chantler still on the ball. Plays it to Sheridan. Sheridan opens up his body. Plays it outright to Tong. Tong positions it. Crosses that ball in. And there's no one there. And
puts it where nobody is. Of all the places.
He got time to look up there as well, didn't he?
He did.
Good counter.
He probably did look up, saw Tom Greaves at the near post and went far post. Just for the hell of it.
So it's a goal kick, but a good counter attack that, I thought.
It was, yeah. There's a good run there from Chris Chantler.
So Montgomery's going to take this. Dressed in all yellow tonight.
Not just yellow, is it?
Yeah, there's a slight Solero thing going on.
Yellow, isn't there? Good head, Tom Greaves.
I think he wants a foul, but he's not going to get it.
So it's now with Wilson on the ball. On the left-hand side, he's facing the wrong way, though. Keeps the ball well, though, and plays it to Jack Rea. Plays it to the left-back Campion, who, of course, was playing for Telford last season at left-back. And it's now with Telford, and good play that.
Good ball.
Plays it to Samuel. Samuel's on the right-hand side. Crosses this ball in. It comes off Chandler's bat though, and that can allow Kay to get the ball. That's good play between Sheridan and Winter. Winter gets the ball away though, and it's now with Fowler on his right foot. Oh, good run again from Samuels on the ball on the right hand side, crosses this ball in towards the back post. It's headed back. That's a good header from Josh Wilson, but no one
well, that was as good okay. That was as good a header as Chandler's cross, because it was to no one, wasn't it?
So I thought it was a clever header.
It was, had there been anyone within miles of it. Sadly for him, there wasn't.
Here's Samuels now on the ball, who's coming more and more into this game, and not just with his fouls. And free kick conceded there by Jerome Wright. And a bit of frustration showed, but nothing major.
We really do need to stop giving away free kicks just almost for the sake of it, because they're pretty dangerous, this lot, in dead balls.
It's not so bad on the halfway line, but not deep in your own half.
In the last third, which is where we're tending to concede them.
And they do win these first headers.
So. See, Chris Chandler's giving a foot away there, look.
Cross comes in, headed away though by Ashworth, only as far as the edge of the box, and Jerome Wright turned his back on that ball, and it's now with Dawson crosses this ball in to the back post, where Samuels is on the far left hand side. He's starting to come more and more into this game, isn't he, and showing off a bit. He's quite good.
He's a good attacking fullback. We saw that last season. He even scored against us.
I think it's fair to say Carnelli ain't happy.
I think he wants a bit more marking in front of him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, a bit more
not just marking. That's all they are doing, just marking. They're not defending. They're not attacking the ball.
Goal kick taken by Carnell. Once again, Greaves can't get to that ball, and it's now with Reynolds. Reynolds plays that forward to Josh Wilson, but cut out well by Chandler. And again, it's another long ball forward to an isolated Tom Greaves, and it's just not working out at the minute. And Fowler gives that ball away. Good tackle from Chandler and good tackle from Sheridan. Kay clears it up to Jerome Wright. And Jerome Wright getting a bit between Samuels good and ball. Jerome Wright, isn't it? A good throw in there from Greaves. Greaves on this left hand side, and again, he's in the pocket there. Yeah,
getting more change tonight, is he, Tom?
And again, a good tackle from Chandler. And it's good pace to this. And it's now with Sheridan in the centre spot. Out left to Scott Case. Kay down the line to Jerome Wright.
That's a hospital ball, that.
And Jerome Wright does well. Someone's going to get a booking between Jerome Wright and Samuels, I'm going to suggest.
I'd say Jerome's red hot favourite, despite Samuels' several transgressions so far. But if they keep feeding him balls like that, he's entitled to get himself booked. That was a shocker.
Breaking news, everyone. I drink Evian on a match day, and they've got a new bottle top.
Other,
it's quite fancy. Buxton water, for example, yeah.
Other brands of water are available.
I was surprised about how futuristic that was.
Corporation Pop, that's as good as any.
It's Thompson, chest that ball, but not chest it down very well, and it's cleared forward, and Fowler's offside there.
Miles off.
So, 28 minutes gone here at Broaders Park, still 0-0 between AFC Telford United and FC United, which is progress, of course. And you can get in touch with us, station at fcmradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcmradio, and 0161 850 1878. And we'll be looking at the match day, Fred, in a second or two. And there's Chandler now on the ball, back to Ashworth. Ashworth plays it along his penalty box to Ecclesley. Ecclesley to Kay. Kay back to Ashworth. Bit of possession football here in our own half. There's Thompson, back to Ecclesley. To Kay, who's playing makeshift right back all of a sudden. Kay put that down as one of his positions he can play, can't he? Here's Ashworth. Ashworth now crosses into Telford's half, down his left hand side. And that's attempted through ball there by Ashworth, but it's cut out.
Would have been a killer ball had it come off.
Absolutely. Winter, bit of tackling in midfield, but Telford win that ball and come forward. Tong's got to get to that and does well.
He Carnell did very well there, Dale.
Well, especially when Carnell's going walking out. Is Jerome Wright now on this left-hand side? He's pulled back by Fowler, and Fowler grabbed, has got him in a headlock and throws it to the floor.
How stupid is that?
Destined to be a yellow card for Fowler, maybe even if he's feeling a bit agitated, the referee.
That was real stupidity, wasn't it? The foul had already been given, and he grabs him and basically throws him to the ground.
Well, I think if the referee if Fowler hadn't thrown to the ground, I think Jerome might have been in a bit of, might have been a yellow card there himself, but
that was just senseless.
It was senseless and needless.
another referee could have really gone to town on that.
Yeah.
But again, it's another...
Again, though, Jerome was walking a fine line, wasn't he?
It was him and Samuels again, and they're going in for tackles a bit. Not 100 miles an hour, but it's simmering,
it's
isn't it?
It's competitive, isn't it?
Yes. Competitive's a good word. I'm glad you're here, Brian. That's a good word, that. That's exactly what it is. And like we said, I think one of them's destined to get a yellow card in the next 15 minutes, I'd imagine. Here's Chantler now on the ball. Not many options there for Chantler. Has to play it back to Ashworth. Ashworth to Ecclesley. And Hibbert is running around, chasing that ball down. Kay now on the ball. Kay plays it, and he meant that, I'm sure, to Ashworth. It's Kay.
Oh, that's a poor ball, Scott. Very poor.
We're rushing it a bit, aren't
we? Yeah.
We are rushing it. Ball down the line there. Ashworth has to chase this one down because Hibbert is there. Ashworth's going to try and get that out for a corner, but holds that ball up and wins a free kick.
The Telford Twitter feed was quite honest about that last incident.
What did they say, Paul?
Well, Fowler's in trouble here. Yellow it is, very lucky after shoving an opposing player to the ground.
I think so. I think it wasn't violent enough, was it? It was a bit half-assed, if we're being honest.
In this day and age, he probably was a red card, but that's this day and age, isn't it? It's not non-league football, as it were.
Here's Ecclesley. Good defending from Ecclesley. Plays it to Sheridan. Sheridan has to play it all the way back to Carnell, though. Good pressing that from Telford's midfield. And it's now with Carnell, who rolls it out to Ecclesley. The options aren't on here, are they, at all, for FC? Past our own back four?
No.
Go on.
Too many people static in midfield, I think.
Thompson, though. That's an inspired pass from Thompson, too. Chantler plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now. He's heading to the byline. Crosses this ball in.
Ball. Oh,
Tom Greaves tries to turn it. That's a corner ball.
That's more like it. It was a great ball from Sam Sheridan.
So it's going to be taken by Sheridan just on this Lightbound Road main stand side.
Jerome is lingering for the short one.
So Sheridan's going to be an in-swinger. In it comes, towards the back post it goes.
Ooh, keeper made a right pig's ear of that.
The defender there had his arm all round Ecclesley's back.
Yeah,
like,
well,
he was giving him a proper...
That's still all right at this level.
No, but like a proper big hug. Too much of a hug.
Well, somebody needs to put an arm around the keeper and say, stop doing that.
You know when you go to a party and there's a guy you hardly know there and he gives you a really over-enthusiastic...
When do you think the last time I was invited to a party?
Oh, no. VE Day.
VE Day. Wow.
You're not far off, Paul.
So,
it was actually VJ Day.
Well, that's headed forward there for Reynolds to chase, and Ashworth does well.
He did absolutely right there.
He's facing the wrong way, and if in doubt...
Carnell was only about 2 yards away from him there, wasn't he? And the ball weren't going to reach him.
Ashworth.
You want smaller names for the players.
I know,
this
is
when you're in charge of tweets.
You know what I did last night? I wrote a list.
Just put Ashy.
I wrote a generic list of sentences like corner ball or good defending and all that, but I thought it's laser to do it that way. Corner ball to Telford. In it comes, and it's a looping one towards the far post. Reynolds is there to try and head that, but it's all ricocheting around a bit, and Kay can clear it. And Kay does clear it. And Sheridan, and Fowler's there. Fowler has to be a bit more, less competitive, I feel, now. He's on the yellow card.
Combative.
Yeah. Here's Sheridan on the ball, just on this left-hand touchline here, underneath the main stand. And it's back with Chantler. Chantler now. By hook or by crook, it got to Thompson, and it's now with Sheridan. Sheridan puts on his right foot and switches play to the
fine ball.
And Tong controls it and plays it first time over the top, but it's ours. Cut out, and it's a bit disappointing, that, to be honest. But Reynolds gives that ball away, but Telford are now back on the ball. We're into the last 10 minutes of this first half, still 0-0. Ball cleared forward, and Ashworth foul there.
Foul. That doesn't do it justice, does it? Call it a foul.
A bad,
absolutely massive. manhandled him to the floor.
A bit of a clothesline and a bit of a...
it would have been a foul at WWF, that, wouldn't it?
So it's another free kick again. And we're giving these away a bit too easily.
Yes, we are, because they're handful from set pieces and we're poor at defending
them. And it's Dawson with that free kick forward headed across there, and it's... referee says it's a goal kick, but I thought that was a corner.
I thought he was pointing to the penalty spot.
Well, we still don't know what that penalty was given for on Saturday.
We've suffered.
I don't think it was hands. I think it was a foul.
We've suffered from every single dead ball they've had, and it needs addressing.
Well, very much like Chorley, the opposition are winning nearly all the headers in our penalty area, and it's got to stop.
And it's not like we're a small side, is it, anymore? We've got two good big lads at the back there. We've got Harry Winter also mucking in. This shouldn't be happening. I mean, Dale Tong must be 6 foot as well.
That's the first time Greaves has won a header for a while, and it's gone to Winter on the right hand side, who plays the ball down the line.
That's a terrible ball, that, Harry. Harry's having a poor game tonight.
You think to yourself, if you're Tom Greaves, you've got these two massive defenders around you. It's the first time you win a header, and there's
a bit of a pig's ear.
You know, you win your header and you turn and you run towards the goal, and you think to yourself, a cross is going to come in any second, and it's throwing.
This is where your professionalism counts, isn't it? You just keep doing it.
Yes.
You don't win.
And he does, absolutely. And Chantler heads that ball back. Very coolly done there by Chantler. Rolled out to Carnell, and it's back to Chantler now. Chantler to Sheridan. Sheridan's surrounded by three white shirts there. Back to Chantler. Down the line to Greaves. Greaves holds this ball up, but it's a heavy first touch. And Dawson puts it out for a throw in to FC United.
And his referee's pushed him back about 18 inches there.
Sheridan.
That's nearly a good ball, that, Sam.
In the direction of Winter, that was. Yeah. It was just beyond him a bit.
As you say, he's having a good game, Sam Sheridan.
He is.
Whatever we do right, he's at the base of it, isn't he?
Montgomery clears this ball forward, and again, it looked like the Telford forward was being fouled there.
No, not going to get that.
And this match between Samuels and Wright continues. We'll be giving you the half-time scores at half-time, funnily enough, in the other matches this evening. The plethora of fixtures in the Vanarama National Conference North Thing. And it's now with Samuels. Samuels plays this ball over the top. Chantler heads this ball forward. Now with Fowler. And there was a 1-2 there by Hibbert, but Fowler can't get to that because Tong is there. And it's cleared in the end by Carnell. And again, Greaves can't win that header, but Sheridan picks up the second ball. And it's now with Thompson. Thompson controls it. Looking for options. And there's Chantler there once again on this left-hand side. But there's not much happening. And he has to play it back to Ashworth. He plays it to Ecclesley. And it's good. It's good solid formation, this, by Telford, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They're working hard.
Yeah.
But we've got to nullify that, haven't we? You've got to be a bit smarter.
Ashworth plays the ball forward to Greaves, and Jerome Wright tries to do that smart thing, comes running in field for the ball from Greaves, but it's defended by Telford, and it's out for a throw-in to FC United. Throw-in taken. Now he's leaving it for Chantler on this left-hand side to take this throw-in instead. Chantler throws it to Kay. Back to Chantler. Back to Kay, back to Chantler.
Good
football between them two. To Jerome Wright, plays it in field to Greaves. Greaves at the edge of the penalty box, shoots. Good save by Montgomery. Chantler's there, following up. And
that was unlucky. That was great football from FC. That best we've done tonight.
And unfortunately, Chantler went for that ball, and Dan Preston made the most of it.
He did. He felt the touch, and off he went. That was a cracking effort from Tom Greaves.
It was a shot on target that had to be saved.
He's made two excellent saves so far, this lad. Well, Carnell's not had many saves to make because it's all been bobbly stuff, hasn't it?
There's been nothing on target away for Telford yet.
No.
Montgomery with this, it was a free kick technically, wasn't it? And yes. It's now with Greaves. Greaves in the halfway line. Plays it to Kay. Kay plays it first time to Jerome Wright. But as you can hear from Brian's, it was just cut out in the end. By the formidable Telford defence who have been really good tonight, and it's taken a move of that quality to open them up a bit, so we're going to have to do more of that, aren't we? Here's Carnell over the top towards Jerome Wright, but now
nowhere
Samuels
near towards
is there.
Him, is it? No.
Ecclesley plays it over the top first time, Charlie style, but it's back with Montgomery in the Telford goal, who plays it first time over the top, headed on there by Danny Reynolds, but it's back with Carnell.
Didn't do Sam Sheridan any favours with that, did he?
No. So here's Carnell. Plays
didn't do Chris Chandler any with that either.
Chandler does well. Yes, indeed, with that header there. Plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright on the halfway line opens his body up and goes travelling with the ball, but he's running into trouble there with those white shirts.
Jerome.
Samuel gets it. Jerome Wright gets the ball back, and it's gone out for a throw-in instead to Telford. What do we need to do then? We just need to quicken up the passing, really, don't we? Yes.
We need to offer them a bit more of an option.
A bit more moving about.
Yeah. They're playing 4-4-2, really, aren't they, with Fowler and Ibbert up front. And we need to get some more support up there with Tom and stop firing it at the centre-half head as well. That'd help.
Montgomery clears that high into the air, just making the halfway line, but it's flicked on by Josh Wilson, but it's well defended by Ecclesley, and it's now with Scott Kay on the right hand side, plays an interesting ball down the line for Sheridan to chase, but it's comfortable in the end there for Preston, but Sheridan and Greaves chasing down Montgomery, but it's headed on the halfway line from that clearance.
We've not got enough flexibility in our attacking approach.
No.
It's all aimed at Tom Greaves, and George Thompson's not really dovetailing with him tonight, is he?
It's now with Lucas Dawson, who seems to be pulling all the strings for Telford this evening, and it's now with Samuels.
Oh, Samuels
still on the ball. Samuels, he's got two red shirts there trying to get the ball, and there's a kick out there by Samuels on Jerome Wright, which is the linesman shaking his head, but there was a definite kick out there by old Pinky Boots, and it's now with Thompson to Kay. I should have put a bet on about one of them two getting booked, shouldn't I? Wright and Samuels. It's still not happened though. It's now with Josh Wilson. Josh Wilson to Fowler. Fowler plays it back to Dawson. Dawson, he's got Sheridan there hassling him, and Scott Kay and Winter, that FC United midfield trio, would like to get stuck in. And it's now with Samuels, who's now a bit of a boo boy favourite. Dawson with that ball over the top, but it's headed forward by Ecclesley, but no one chasing that second ball down.
We're not getting the second ball, are we?
And it's back with Dawson. Dawson plays that ball first time, and it's being held up by Telford.
Harry Winter and Scott Kay just aren't getting around quickly enough in midfield. Their lads are full of vim and vigour, aren't they? And I was a pretty static by comparison.
Now with Fowler. Fowler turns and Winter gives that foul away, but no, referee says play on. It's with Rhea. And well, there's a foul there by Chandler. And well, good passing around that by Telford and FC United. You could tell that some players were getting a bit frustrated with that.
Yeah.
Now here's an interesting position.
Yeah, it's a free kick to Telford, about 7-8 yards outside the box, just to the left hand side, isn't it?
Look, they're scrapping over this one. They all want to have a piece of it.
Well, I think you'd all want to go at that, wouldn't you?
So
certainly Lucas Dawson's around.
Yeah, we've got Samuels there too. Actually, he's Samuels is walking away. We've got Dawson.
Dawson's pretty bloody accurate so far, isn't he?
So as Brian rightly pointed out, it's about 7 yards out, just to the left of the penalty box, of the D at the edge of the penalty box. There's a four-man wall there for FC, and Fowler's putting himself in front of that wall as well to make it extra exciting.
Well, up the 18 then.
So free kick coming in. Last 2 minutes of this first half. Free kick comes in, it's low, and Carney spills it, and it's just wide.
Oh, you tell the world where to stand, Carney. Keepers bellow at them, don't they? Tell them where to stand, and then they stand there, and the ball beats them, and it's their fault.
Well, it's a corner anyway, and
how he managed to smuggle that one behind, I don't know.
So it's a corner ball to Telford.
Is that Telford's first effort on target? I think it
was. Yes. Cross comes in towards the far post.
He's
going to break to Fowler at the edge of the box. He shoots and he belts that, and it's out for a corner. Was that goal bound? Hard to tell.
No idea.
Well, the 45 minutes is up here. I'm just looking to see
There you go, 1 minute to go. Well,
have we got somebody specifically to hold that board up now? Not seen this lad before.
Yeah, he's.
I hope he's got other duties.
Yeah, he washes it.
So, a corner ball going to be taken by Dawson. It's a lofted one, and Carney has to tip it over.
Hold on, Carney.
Well, this is not the way I'd like FC to end this half.
Well, it's how we spent most of the half, isn't it? Defending some pretty classy dead balls.
And you can hear what the St Mary's Road then has to say about a certain individual.
Outbreak of onanism at the far end.
So it's another corner. This time it's going to be an in-swing on the far side. In it comes to what? It's a deep one. Samuels is there once again. And, well, Sheridan clears it, thankfully. And Greaves chases this one down. It looks...
I reckon they've won at least 85% of the dead balls, haven't they, that they've knocked in?
Yes.
And I'm probably being generous to our defence here.
I think their manager will be very disappointed they haven't made more of it.
From open play, they've not really threatened. But from dead balls... I suppose from open play, the dead balls are ensuing, aren't they?
Samuels with the throw-in. And that, dear listener, is half-time. And it's SC United of Manchester 0, AFC Telford United 0. And Brian, as you're sodding off in a second or two, your closing thoughts?
Bit of a curious egg, this one, isn't it? We've played some good football. You'd have to say they're the better side, because what they've done very well. They've forced us into conceding a lot of free kicks, and they've used them very, very well. And we've looked terribly, terribly vulnerable from dead balls. We really need to work on that.
Absolutely. Well, it's 0-0. It's an excellent game. We're not out of our depth, though, are we?
No, not at all. No.
Which is good. Progress. No?
I suppose in terms of eye-catching football, we've been by far the better team. But in terms of pure professional, organised football, they've been the better team. So.
Well, Brian, on that note, we should say thank you very much for joining us.
More than welcome.
You're more than welcome to come back. Yeah. Obviously, I'll get on Facebook and go... Brian, you know, like you said, you don't mind
going
back.
Well, I'm in Ibiza this Friday, and then I'm cycling from Blackpool to Paris the weekend after, so...
We should sync up our calendars, then we know where we're both at.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brian, thank you very much for joining us. It was a real treat, that, for the listener. So this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. We'll be back in a second or two with all the half-time scores and some... half-time analysis of some kind or another. And don't forget, you can text us 0161 850 1878. All texts will be read out, as long as you don't swear or say anything controversial about people. You can also tweet us at FCUM Radio, or of course the Solis One Matchday Thread, or station at fcumradio.co.uk. I'm going to go off now and tweet the halftime score on the official club Twitter feed. But this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you sexy people, the Armchair Army. 0-0 here, FC United against Telford.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Hello, welcome back to Broadhurst Park. Paul, put your headset on. You're listening to FC Line, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And it's half-time here, 0-0. Just to give you the latest scores elsewhere in the Vanarama National League North this evening. And, it's half-time as well at Alfreton. It's Alfreton 3, Gainsborough Trinity 0, which is an interesting scoreline. Halifax 1, Alty 1 in the...
well, the match of the relegation sides. sorry, the relegated sides, I should say. Harrogate 1, Boston 0. Well, here's an interesting scoreline which I never saw coming. Kidderminster 0, Brackley 1. Stalybridge 0, Stockport County 1. Tamworth 0, Worcester 0. And, of course, this one here, FC United 0, Telford 0. Paul, your thoughts on that first half?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me about the scores then.
Oh, yeah, OK, right. Good. That's twice you've done that now. Right, OK. Paul, what's your thoughts on the scores?
Stockport currently top of the table, by the look of it.
Yeah.
Interesting, obviously, Kidderminster goal down at home after winning 6-1 at Curzon, but it's only half-time, so that could change. Halifax and Altrincham, that's a game that, you know, I mean, it sounds out of place in this division, doesn't it, to be honest? But, you know, they're here on merit or demerit, whichever way you look at it. Alfreton 3-0 up. Well, we went to Alfreton and we won, but you can see it's a difficult place to play.
Yes, so, was it a difficult place to get? I mean, when we played there last season...
We were in good weather, and it's good weather now, but I can imagine sometimes it's not so good there.
There was a slight slope.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, there was a slight slope. Oh hello. Welcome back. So we
can have a fresh pair of eyes.
Yeah, for who's been watching the game on that weird side of the pitch.
On the other side. It might have seemed different.
I've got a funny feeling that if I'm that close to a bowls green like you are over there, right, that I'm going to come back here in a slightly weird mood about Jacks and putting down mats and putting them. Is that how you feel, James? Are you all right?
Well, wasn't what I was going to say, no, but what you can hear over there is all the players shout at each other.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
So they do communicate?
They do.
What's
bring it. Think they say things like bring it, and then the player who's supposed to bring it then just plays a long ball.
Well, bring it can mean two different things, kind of like bring the ball or bring it on.
I think it means bring the ball in that contest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're quite right.
So what were your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the defence looks more coherent for FC. But it's that lack of cohesion, really. The game's passing winter by a bit in the middle of the park. Sheridan always looks useful. He makes useful runs and plays some good balls. Nice shot from Greaves, but it's just I think what was important that we weathered it. We got a bit of an early storm again. It was similar to the first 10 minutes at Chorley, where I thought Telford were on top and threatening, but FC did get through it this time.
Are you a little bit worried though that we're not winning headers in our own penalty area, particularly from free kicks, corners?
Yeah. I think Ecclesley and Ashworth are a bit better than they were against Chorley.
Yeah, but it's still a sort of kind of feels work in progress, doesn't it? Getting to know each other again. A couple of times when Hibbert obviously headed down, perhaps could have scored. Well, there was a goal that was disallowed, of course, but also he got up again towards the end of the second half, the first half, I beg your pardon, and Carnell just managed to get enough on it. And then, of course, at the end, there's that free kick where he... You were aware of it, but Carnell was screaming at that wall to get across, and they just didn't hear him.
Yeah.
And Josh Wilson knew exactly what he was doing, just slid it along the ground. And Carnell, I think the reason why he let it through his hands was partly because he was too busy being angry with what was going on in front of him.
It was a very nervy moment, but actually was that the only shot they had on target?
Yes. And obviously the moment of the half really was Tom Eckersley's header, which drew a brilliant save from Montgomery.
Well, there was that, but there was also, don't forget as well, the Greaves shot.
And the Greaves shot
from outside the area.
So away.
It's taken FC a bit of energy, shall we say, to make those openings in that first half. Telford are a very organised side. They've not got Curtis Tilt anymore, which you'd think is a good thing. He's gone to Wrexham after... Obviously, Wrexham scouts have been listening to SCM Radio last season.
Yeah, they just listened to us. They don't bother sending anyone out.
Nothing's changed with regards to that Telford back four. They're solid, which is surprising considering where they were for pretty much all of last season. That whenever FC played against them, they were world beaters, weren't they?
They were. This would be a good day to get over the Indian sign that Telford have got on FC. But I just hope it'll be a kind of atmospheric thing when FC are attacking that goal, which you do get a kind of just a different feel in the game, a different equilibrium in the game. There was just a...
Have you got a sense, though, that whoever scores first is going to end up winning this?
Not necessarily. Not, yeah, never, yeah. Never at never at an FC game do I think that.
Go on.
No, I think... I think Carl Marginson might have been quite pleased to get in at 0-0 because particularly that pressure they put on at the end. But really to get a word, get hold of this team and get coherent. It's just that feels like they're just slightly strangers at the moment.
Yeah, we were saying that. The openings we've had, it's taken a lot of quick passing and we just don't seem like... It seemed a lot of effort to get those passes together and to find those men, especially with Tom Greaves being so isolated up front. And yeah, two up front. Irish Des is letting me know two up front. He's dead right, dear listener. I know we say the management say it's 4-3-3. It's 4-5-1. And Greaves is so isolated at times, and it relies heavily on Wright and Thompson to help him. Wright at the moment in that first half is having a right ding dong with Dwayne Samuels, the right back for Telford. It's been very entertaining to watch. The teams are now out for the second half, and well, FCMTV have had they've helped this man warm up in this first half, but it's now time for the second half coverage. ConstructedCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, 0161 850 1878. A load of tweets came in late, my phone updated unfortunately. I'll read them out as this game goes, and it gets a bit boring at some point. I'll read them out then, but it's now time for the second half with James Quinn.
Thanks very much, Ben, and thanks for your company this evening and this very pleasant, if slightly nippy and slightly wet, late summer evening.
It's gone downhill there, hasn't it?
It's been a changeable day. But so in this these heady days of ball going back from the centre, from the kickoff, still getting used to that. It's not cricket. And off we go now with Sheridan. Square ball to Scott Kay there. Fowler snapping at his heels. Ashworth. Ashworth plays it out to Chandler. Down the line there's Sheridan in a wide position. Sheridan, who's looked most likely good, but important header there from Vern there, the skipper. And Josh Wilson now brings it away for Telford. Chips a square ball towards Fowler. Fowler has about 30 yards. He'll think about a shot. Gets a deflection. And a pretty of an awkward ball there. They just stood off him a bit there. And awkward ball bobbled in front of Carnell. Now Chandler down the line. But FC lose possession again. It's Ray. Fowler. Unmistakable shaven-headed figure there. Dispossessed. And FC will bring it a forward. That ball's surely a little bit too early. Good reaction from Montgomery. Not taking any chances there. And that's gone out for a throw into FC United just inside their own territory, left-hand side. It's a reminder of the teams tonight for FC United. Carnell, Tong, Chandler, Kay, Eckersley, Ashworth, Winter, Sheridan, Greaves, Wright and Thompson. And for Telford, Montgomery, Samuels, Campion, Preston, Havern, Ray, Dawson, Reynolds, Hibbert, Wilson and Fowler. On the right-hand side now for FC United is Dale Tong, ex-Stockport man. Plays it inside for George Thompson. And George Thompson plays a slightly risky ball there. And FC lose possession, but Wilson had stepped offside, but the ball was too firmly struck anyway. Sean Glynn is warming up in front of us for FC United. Chandler. Sharon, a bit more of a spring in FC step in this beginning of the second half. But all the way back there to Montgomery. Rather slices his clearance there. And headed forward there by Scott Kay. And, well, right. All right, a bit of a shove there. I don't know if Samuels is making a meal of this, but...
Just to let you know that score, just in case you thought we were joking at half time. Currently, Kidderminster 0, Brackley 1.
Kidderminster, after that amazing start at Ashton, losing 1-0 at home to Brackley.
I was speaking to Aaron Flanagan, John Flanagan's son, earlier about that Curzon match, and he said they were like Solihull Moors, but were non-stop throughout the whole 90 minutes. So Kidderminster were very impressive.
But obviously tired themselves out by the sound of it, it. Hibbert nods it on. And that Fowler tries to get in the head of it. Now it's Josh Wilson! And it's just gone over there. Wilson with a shot there. Just slight ricochet off Kay. And then, Carnell just doing enough there. Wasn't the heaviest of pad ball. Was spinning wickedly. And it will be a corner ball, which Dawson will jog over to take for the visitors.
Again, it was the long ball delivered in the first header one and causing us all kinds of grief.
Yes, FC really do have to look at solidifying this defence as Dawson plays this out there. It's nodded down, but they can't get anything on it. Jerome Wright clears, and Tom Greaves will pursue this one. But Dwayne Samuels clears, but not convincingly. And now Winter, right-hand side, plays it inside to Greaves. Greaves back to goal, plays it to Tong. First time ball into Sheridan. Sheridan, a really excellent tackle there from Dawson, who chips it forward there for Hibbert into space on the left-hand side. Hibbert now by the corner flag. He's got Eckersley for company, but he uses his pace well. Plays it back now. Fowler with a right foot shot. Comes off K, corner ball.
Well, he's clearly got a good shot on him, Fowler, but he's never gone more than 2 yards, his shot, has it?
No, but again, you know, we were picked off there on a break, weren't we, and looked very vulnerable.
Hey, we've had a text message in from Chocolate John saying, is there any truth in Sam Madeley signing for Macclesfield? Spoke to Margie before. He says he's just a week off fitness, full fitness. So
doesn't sound likely, I would say.
I'm not saying no. Go on, come on, James.
There we go. That's over it goes. It's headed by Samuels, unchallenged. And FC get away with it there. And now George Thompson's got a man on there, plays it towards the isolated Greaves. And Greaves couldn't do anything about that. Ray was back looking after him. And Carl Marginson would love a home victory tonight. As that's nodded on, Ashworth nods it back. Winter. Kay under a bit of pressure from Fowler, plays it back to Carnell, who clears. And Haverne there plays it forward. It's nodded on nicely by Hibbert, taken beautifully. And it's Reynolds. Half a tackle there from Tong. Reynolds still has it back to goal, still in the 18-yard box. Plays it back to Fowler. Fowler with a square ball. Dawson, 25 yards out, plays it back to Fowler. Fowler plays it forward to Josh Wilson. Now it's Fowler has it back. Fowler will chip it towards Hibbert, but it's a poor ball. FC, they're making a meal of clearing it. Can Eckersley finally get rid of it? Yes, he can, but FC playing themselves with a little bit of trouble there. Montgomery clears. Hibbert. Hibbert has it there. Almost dummying himself there. Good challenging there from Sheridan, but Dawson has it now. And now Wilson played forward there. Wilson.
Get a tackle in.
On the far side now. Played over, but nobody there, and that was fortunate there as Campion there.
Again, we've got trouble, haven't we, clearing a ball?
Yeah, we've not learned from Charlie.
Campion now, Fowler. Back to Campion now with a lofted ball. Down it goes. Second ball won there, thankfully, there by Chandler. But Dawson will head it back into the danger area. Fowler will collect. Back to goal, 18-yard line. But that was an innocuous attempt from Fowler there. Just turned on it and didn't get any power on it and just played it way, way, way wide.
The warning signs are there. We don't pull our socks up.
Goal kick then for FC United. No goals here. Thank you for your company here. We played, 52, 53 minutes. It's National League North action for you. FC United after the back of their away draw at Chorley. Level here with no goals at home to Telford. Telford, who lost on Saturday at home to Fylde. Played through by Thompson. Now Greaves there, having his shirt pulled. Luca Haverne there. Well, he's claiming something. He was very lucky to get away with that. quite coy. They're pulling the shirt of Greaves. You'd have to assume on the blind side of the referee. But
I don't like seeing players go down for nothing. But if Greaves had gone down there, he would have had to make a decision.
And it comes a good ball from Sheridan, but well won by the Telford backline. George Thompson picks it up. He's about 40 yards out. He'll chip that invitingly there towards Greaves. He's beaten to it. On the turn, it's Winter. Plays it back to Cable. Cable spread the play out to Sheridan. Left-footed cross from Sheridan. In it goes. It's headed by Haverne, but vertically, the ball bobbling around, and Montgomery will eventually collect. Still the deadlock not broken here at Broadhurst Park. Josh Wilson has it back to goal. Fowler just inside his own half. Plays it back to Wilson, who's got probably a little bit too much space there. Chips it forward towards Reynolds. And Dale Tong there calmly plays that out to Sheridan. And Sheridan will clear for FC United. But again, straight back to a white shirt. And Ashworth well as an offside there. And free kick to FC United midway inside their own half. Ashworth got to Chandler in space to the left of him. Tong to the right. And he looks as though, well, he's now's Carnell to take this one. Still 0-0 as Carnell takes this free kick. And Winter nods it down nicely there. It's Greaves there. Greaves tries to play it back. Important challenge there from Haverne, the skipper. Reynolds plays it back. That's cleared. Sheridan can't control his header, apologises to his teammates, and it's a throw in to Telford. Campion with the header, nodded on sweetly, but well read by Ashworth, who clears. Greaves there being mauled by that back line. Important challenge from Kay, and now late from Fowler. He could be in trouble here, Fowler. It's a late challenge. There were 2 feet.
This is the difficult one, because if he treats the incident purely on its merits and forgets the player's already been booked,
surely
it'll influence his what he does.
The referee giving himself time here. Mr. Jackson having a good think about this. He's still not reached into his pocket.
He's bringing the skipper over as a warning, I think. So I think it looks like he's got away with it.
You would have to feel, if that had been the first challenge, that would have been a yellow card. But
yeah, I think it's one of those situations where if he hadn't been booked before, he would have definitely got a yellow card there.
So the referee showing great clemency there.
Very fortunate.
And that is because what, of course, Telford will do is immediately substitute him. And that's a corner. And that's a goal. It appeared to come off the head of a Telford player, but a goal kick and Gittings will.
And straight away, no surprises. Lee Fowler's evening is up.
Yes, off he comes. And well, that was very, very fortunate. On another night, Fowler would have seen red. He was on a yellow card, went in with 2 feet, late challenge, but in the opinion,
it was almost like the referee said, you better get him off the pitch.
So it was a bit like a giving him an opportunity. And Callum Gittings enters the fray there, with Fowler making way. Still no goals. Ashworth heads not entirely convincingly, and their second goal ball will be picked up there by Dawson. Campion plays it forward. Tong with a decent header, and he'll clear now. That isolated figure of Greaves beaten by Haverne, but Sheridan picks up the loose ball and has to play it all the way back to Carnell, who'll be pressured by Hibbert. Carnell's clearance easily won there by a Telford shirt, but FC have it back now, and now Harry Winter has it, but that's cut out by Ray and cleared by Samuels. Throw into FC United. Chandler, far side. Still no goals here. And that will be a throw in to FC United. And how soon will it be before Carl Margenson makes a change? Now, Dale Tong on the halfway line, tries to dummy. Plays it down the line. Campion will cut it out, throw into FC United, parallel with the 18-yard line. Now, Sheridan with a cross there. Well, hit too fiercely, really. Needed somebody running in on that. Goal kick.
I should say, at Broadhurst Park now, in the main stand bar, live coverage of FCM TV.
Yes, so with live commentary. Montgomery's clearance, well won by Winter. Campion intervenes, though, for Telford. And Winter does well there. Now Wright, can he thread this through to Sheridan? Sheridan, though, but good alertness from Luca Averni. Goes down and wins the free kick. Can he, the streetwise football from the Telford skipper. Free kick to Telford. Glynn jogs back towards the bench. Carl Marginson gives him a little pat there, but does he instruct him to get ready? I'll keep an eye on that as free kick comes across. Wilson chips it nicely. Cool, very calm there from Chandler as he ran back there, chested it down for the FC custodian. Now it's a George Thompson square ball. Now it's Scott Kay. Over halfway, plays it out to the left-hand side, and Jerome Wright will try and bring it forward. Chantler's made a decent run there, but just shows a bit too much of it. But Windsor, a throw in there for FC United. About, a few yards from the corner flag now. Scott Kay, though, loses possession in the... and he's battling away, but he's deemed to have given away a foul there. Now, Montgomery preparing to take this free kick, but the referee telling him to get on with it. I'm going to move the ball back a few yards.
It was close to the byline, wasn't it?
Seems a little fussy, this, to me.
It was the foul was quite close to the goal line, so he does have a point.
He does have a point, but. How much difference does it make in this particular circumstance? But Montgomery now is cleared for takeoff. And that goes over halfway. Eckersley. And the ball there bobbling around awkwardly here. On the edge of the box, it's Josh Wilson. And a shot there. Blocks. Comes in for Giddings, a substitute. In the way was David Carnell. Carries it down and then it's cleared. Throw into Telford. 20 yards out, left-hand side. Campion wants the ball back. Ray takes it towards the corner flag and wins a corner. Wins it well there, Ray. Corner ball. As Dawson, the familiar figure when it comes to dead balls here for Telford. Played 62 minutes here. Comes in. Now Gittings chips it over. Well won by Chandler, one of the smallest men on the field there. Campion's cross ball back into the danger area. Ashworth. Now Winter. Can he win this ball? Winter plays it out to Sheridan. Will play a first time ball for Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now on the break towards the 18-yard line. Takes it into the 18-yard line. Jerome Wright wins a corner. Decent breakout by FC United.
Brilliant, brilliant crossfield pass there, wasn't it?
Sheridan now will jog over to take this corner as FC try and remove some of the pressure they've been facing.
We've got an injury stoppage.
Yes, it's a Telford player that's down. I think it's Ray. And where's your money, Paul?
Well, you've got... I think both sides have showed vulnerability at the back tonight, haven't they? And it's surprising that we haven't seen a goal yet. But still plenty of time, 27 minutes left.
Yes, and you just know that the atmosphere will build as the game goes on. That will favour home side. Telford with this... provocative little grouping of supporters have gone in the SMRE.
Telford did win their last game of the season to survive from relegation last term, so they're looking for big improvement this time round.
Indeed, still the man is down. There's still we await to see the outcome of this. He's still down.
Front the attendance while you're waiting.
Indeed.
2,124.
So 2,124, decent crowd here for the beginning of this season.
Can you also, James, for me, say hello to... Can you? I'll say in a minute. Can you also say hello to Keith and Sonia?
Keith and Sonia, hello, thanks for your company.
And anybody else who can't be here, like Claire from Middleton.
As Telford bring it out here. Corner comes to nothing, but good tracking back from Jerome Wright. So it's a throw into Telford, halfway line. Nodded along there by Telford as Josh Wilson tries to thread it through. Important challenge from Dale Tong this time, and that's a play too long there. Greaves will chase Gamely, and Matthew Wolford and appears to be readying himself, and the board's being produced, and indeed Glynn as well. So it looks like a double substitution here for FC United. Winter perhaps has been recovering from a hamstring, would be one candidate.
Yeah, the game's passed him by a bit tonight.
Really has. We were saying that over on the TV stand in the first half. And that will be a throw into Telford on the halfway line. So it's Wolfenden. And in fact, the numbers don't appear to be corresponding. Free kick there for Telford. Just checking on these numbers. Looks as though is it Nathan Lowe? I have number 14 as Jake Williams, but that's not Jake Williams wearing 14.
Quick rejig on the board.
Well, he's got the wrong shirt on, so he's actually having to change his shirt. Meanwhile, Telford on the attack here. Dale Tong covering, but good strength from Hibbert there. Hibbert with a shot, puts it over the bar. Well, he showed good strength there. Dale Tong being muscled out of that far too easily, I would think, for Carl Margensen's liking. But Hibbert there spurning the chance there, shooting it over the bar. And Matthew Wolfenden still waits to come on, but they have it far side. Do Telford slid through. Poor ball goes all the way to Carnell, and Kay now will bring it forward. Now with Sheridan, Eckersley, as Tong brings it forward over halfway, plays it towards Greaves, but it's way off target there, and Dwayne Samuels can nod it back to Montgomery. And will these substitutions
ever happen?
it's Gilchrist who's being readied. volleyed forward by Telford. Poor from them, poor from Dorsey, saying, why doesn't somebody run after it? Well, it would need to be Usain Bolt to be catching that one. As George Thompson back to goal. Good pressure there on him, but cleared eventually. Winter pursuing Campion. Campion has to hook it out for a throw-in close to the corner flag. Chance for FC to apply a bit of pressure, and finally Wolfenden and Gilchrist will be allowed to enter the fray. Sheridan being taken off, well, that's that I find surprising. Winter not so. Winter's off.
Telford are going to make a change too.
And
we've had a text message in.
So Greaves coming off.
Greaves. Well,
Greaves is coming off for Gilchrist. We just had a bit of a bum steer on that. In fact, Sheridan will be staying on. Greaves is off. Of course, another game in 3 days' time. Possibly that is a consideration in Carl Marginson's mind. And meanwhile, number 15, Micah Evans, is on for Reynolds.
So we're turning to youth.
Well, Wolfenden, that's he's young enough, isn't he? So now plays it back to lose possession there, and Telford will try and bring it away. Good strength from Sheridan, wins that ball. Now it's Kay out to the right in space. Is Dale Tong will take it inside, beautifully take across goal. Well, there was nobody running in. Good work from Tong. And now Sheridan has it back, slides it, first time ball. Wolfenden, can he keep this ball in? No, he can't. Good idea from Sheridan, just a little bit too much on it there. But a sharp period of play there from FC United. They just need to really build up the momentum here.
We've had a text in from someone obviously in the main stand who says the highlight of the night so far, Ben doing a Rocky impression, sprinting up the steps. I did do it quite quick,
it was.
But I am tired now.
Yeah, that was it. A cup of 6 raw eggs, was it, before you did that one?
I did the old jab thing as well at the top.
Were you followed by loads of children?
Just the stewards.
As that's nodded on. Evans back to goal for the visitors. Sheridan in attendance wins. Well, it looked as though it came off Evans, but not in the opinion of the officials. Throw in for FC United. No goals here. We played 70 minutes. And it's played forward. And real a tussle going on there. As
the boots are flying.
Well, Gilchrist there, and substitute staying down. There will be a whistle. And man on the ground is number 17, Callum Gittings, who came on for Fowler.
Do you want some latest scores?
Indeed.
Alfreton 3, Gainsborough 0. Halifax 1, Alty 2. That was 1-1 at half time. Harrogate 1, Boston 0 is still the same score. Kidderminster still 1-0 at home to Brackley. Staley against Stockport. Well, Staley Bridge have got an equaliser. It's 1-1 now between them two. And it's still 0-0 between Tamworth and Worcester City.
Just to clarify, Kidderminster ahead then against
Brackley? No.
Brackley. All right, Brackley are ahead. So,
there's nobody with a 100% record as we speak.
You love that, don't you, Paul, as well? Hey? Your calculator out.
That means FC could do with a win. Gittings for a good tackle, though. And Sheridan will clear his lines. 72nd minute, no goal still. National League North action. And throw in. Far side, which will be taken at some point during the current calendar year. Dwayne Samuels, the man. And, well, they surrender possession now, and now it's Sheridan. Slides it through for Wolfenden! But Wolfenden with a chance! As Montgomery misses it! And it will go out for a corner, I think.
A couple of crowd members are saying that's handball. It could be a bit harsh, wouldn't it?
Well, Montgomery went down for it, missed it. Wolfenden carried on in pursuit, but important defending there. But it's a corner, as just the tide slightly turning in this game. Still 0-0, but
still nervy at the back, Telford.
And Sheridan now is The physio prepares to come on, does he? Or is it, in fact, it's an FC player requiring some cosmetic surgery, I think. And it comes, it's a blasted one, but it's not very productive. Tong plays it out to Sheridan, down to 10 men with Wolfenden off the field. Slidden through now, and Thompson, but it was too hard again. FC United just knitting one or two things together here.
Wolfie's got a facial injury.
That's why he's had to come off. And he still has to stay off, so FC down temporarily to 10 men. But he's back. No, he's still to stay off. As the referee will just check his facial injury. And he's not happy, is he? Yes, he is. And Wolfenden's back on. It's 11 against 11. And goal kick taken. Eckersley with a commanding header. Wins it well. Now it's Gilchrist, plays it back, first time ball, Sheridan, Jerome Wright can't get hold of it though, throw into Telford, quarter of an hour remaining, the deadlock still not been broken here. FC with consecutive draws as it stands. Sheridan just plays that, but it goes out of play, but Telford looking at their first point, and they're without a goal this season. Down the line.
The substitution seems to have invigorated us more than them.
No, no. Clearance by Ashworth. Played forward by Chandler, but intercepted there by Dawson. Ashworth has to just hoof that out for a throw-in midway inside FC territory. And Telford with a throw in here. Around about, what, 14 minutes to go here. Can one of these sides find a goal? And played back now. Samuel slides it through, dummy to no one in particular. It's cleared, but only as far as Luca Havern, the skipper, that plays a speculative long ball. Ashworth plays it out. Chandler volleys. But FC can't get a hold of the ball here. Important, though, work from Ashworth. Now then, George Thompson plays it. Looks like it's far too strong. That's disappointing. There was a break on there with a more accurate ball. Goal kick to Telford. And Montgomery. This man, the subject of a good deal of interest from league clubs, is... James Montgomery, and plays it forward. A bit of a shove there from Eckersley, gets away with it though, and Tong has to be alert here, clears it. Second ball though won by Dawson for Telford now. Ashworth will half volley it out to Wright, who'll play it back to Chandler. Chandler will play it forward, and Havern there policing Gilchrist very well. Now it's Jerome Wright, far side. Plays it down the line. Picked up by Gilchrist. And now, over halfway, Sheridan will slide it through. And now, Gilchrist tried the shot too early there, goal kick.
But it was a foul on Wolfie, though, couldn't you?
It looked a bit of a shove on Wolfenden, but a bit more composure required from Gilchrist. He had time to take a touch. And, well, in no hurry to take this one. Telford maybe just starting to think about getting on the...
Taking a point back to Shropshire.
Yes. Shropshire firm there, about 30 of them in the SMRE. With a drum.
Oh, they've not brought a drum, have they?
No, dear, yeah. Can you not hear before, Ken?
No. Can't been well sing? Masked.
Can't you sing without a drum? Was heard earlier as... ball bobbling around. They have it now to Telford. Hibbard there. Hibbard plays the advantage now with Dawson. Dawson with a diagonal ball, and Tong with important defending now. Campion plays it out to the sub, Evans. Evans now trying to tease Dale Tong. Does well into the box. Takes it out. We'll think about a shot. Still at his feet. Price just over elaborates there, did Evans. Good work. And that will be a throw in on halfway.
I'm not saying the game's fading out or anything like that, but we've had a tweet in saying that there's a bat flying around. So that's good to know.
The bat, well, we'll keep our eye open for that. And our pundits can put a circle around it. The post-match analysis, perhaps. Hibbert there. Now with Ray, 30 yards out now. Telford number 6 threads it through. Hibbert now, 25 yards out. Will chip an interesting ball there. Chantler, still not dealt with now. But, Kay there, not clearing just yet. Plays it out to Chantler. Chantler will clear down the line. And Gilchrist will head it out. And comes off a Telford shirt there. And now George Thompson in a forward role, left-hand side. Got nobody for company now. Wolfenden joins him. Thompson wins a corner. No, he doesn't. Well, the SMRA not impressed with that decision, but Thompson not on his A game tonight. And that's what FC will be looking for the remaining 10 minutes and for the remainder of this season.
Last throw of the dice coming here for Telford.
But, the final. And this thing of subs having to pull their shirts on, I don't know.
Well, they've got to keep those blue training tops on, haven't they?
was that right?
As long as possible.
Surely you could wear a shirt underneath, but be that as it may. Now Wolfenden just inside Telford territory. Plays it back to Sheridan. Sheridan will float this ball towards Kay, but again, it's too far and too much wasteful possession from FC United this evening. But still time.
Breaking news. Kidderminster 0, Brackley 2.
Well, Kidderminster won 6-1.
Full time Kidderminster.
Not full time Brackley.
As Wolfenden takes a swig. And their final substitution, number 14. This is for the visitors. Tom Pears is the man. And Hibbert goes off. The tall, former prolific goal scorer for Shrewsbury. And free kick for Telford. Montgomery takes it though. Long. Evans nods it on neatly. Eckersley with the header for FC United. Ball bobbling around centre field. Evans has it. Evans will spread the play out wide. And that's an important tackle from Chantler now. And Jerome Wright will bring it forward. Not enough red shirts in front of him, you feel. Gilchrist tries to chip it. Oh. Surely held there. And surely a yellow card there for Havern. Had to do that. That was a professional foul.
Well, not a professional foul. He's going to stay on. Come on. Well, you've been on FCM TV too long, mate.
Come on. Time professional
facts,
foul.
Facts, mate. Facts.
Is it a professional foul? Does it yield a red card automatically? Yeah, well, he was taking one for the team then. We use the vernacular.
It's not a full-time professional foul.
So, Sheridan, well, this is... FC United had a free kick there, and now fritting away the opportunity, playing and good pressing from Telford. It means they have to keep the ball moving now. Tong will take it over halfway for FC. Threaded ball now, Wolfenden! Can he get on the end of it? Good defending there. That was the number 4, Preston. And he did well there. But it's a corner ball for FC United. Sheridan. And Wolfenden definitely willing to make some good runs here. Now Sheridan, can FC fashion something from this? That's it. Oh well, wasteful loose header there. And we've played, we're in the 82nd minute. Still no goals. Evans has it halfway line. Josh Wilson. Ooh, nice looking ball there, too much on it. Decent attempt there to play in Gittings. And now it's down, and now what? Oh. Now Montgomery has to clear as Wright was almost through. It'll be a throw in.
Montgomery stayed down. Not sure why.
Trying to buy a bit of time perhaps, but he's up on his feet now. He felt maybe Wright was a bit late there. The ball comes off Wright and it will be a free kick. In fact, to Telford. 7 minutes to go. These two sides locked at 0-0. Not the thrills and spills that we had at Victory Park on Saturday by any means. as Josh Wilson nods it on. Gittings now 20 yards out right hand side, trying to give Chantler the slip. Chantler gets in the way, throw into Telford just by the corner flag. Have they got a long throw specialist? Well, Evans has gone across to take this one. Cross comes in, nodded there unconvincingly though, and it's a goal kick. It was Piers who headed it. Can FC United create a chance at the other end?
They're just looking for that killer pass, aren't they?
Yes, and just been a little bit too strong. Just feel that as the likes of Sheridan and Thompson find their range as the matches go on, chances will be there. Taken by Carnell. Commanding header from Preston. And Ashworth will play this back. Play it back. Heavy touch from Carnell. And now Evans has it. Evans just inside the 18-yard box. Good speed. Plays it back. The ball ping-ponging around. And Sheridan will hoof it away. And FC United really putting themselves into a lot of trouble there. And they will have a throw-in, the visitors. Campion with this throw-in by the corner flag, left-hand side for Telford. As Telford look to find a winner on the edge of the 18-yard box, Sheridan battling away, and good work from Wolfenden there, but he just loses possession. Important work there from Preston, but they have it back now. Do Telford.
He's down.
And Sheridan's down. And he's staying down, and there will be a visitation from Sam the physio. Staying down.
What did that girl say then in the crowd? Referee, you're a nightmare.
Yes, I recognise that voice. I won't identify them though.
Is it Trafford Branch?
I can give you a name and address if you want.
off air. I don't want to any Trafford Branch people getting into any kind of trouble at all. Enough friction around Trafford Branch. But Sam Sheridan remains on the ground, and not a happy sight, not a player that FC want to see injured.
We do have a substitution left, which is unusual at this stage of the game.
Do, but Carl Marginson waiting though before readying anyone. 85 minutes played. It's been an unconvincing, inconsistent affair from both sides. And Glynn jogs over. Sheridan is limping very gingerly.
It doesn't look like he's happy on one leg anyway.
Well, and Carl Marginson may anyway feel that if he is carrying a knock, why risk him for 5 minutes? And
we do have a game on Friday.
So Kieran Glynn, with the number 17 on his back, waits.
Hobble on a bit.
Made to wait. He'd be told to put that fluorescent bib back on now, no doubt. Sheridan has gone back on. Now then, defending to do for Samuels, and does well there. He wins the free kick there. Draws the foul.
Jerome has just picked up our first yellow card of the season.
Rather needlessly. Just a free kick. In no hurry to take this one. I think Glynn is going to go on now, and Sheridan will hobble off from the centre of the field. And the minutes tick away here.
Nobody's told him yet.
Well, somebody has, and he might be trying to play the brave soldier. He's got to jog off quite quickly. And Kieran Glynn will join the contest. A young lad who's impressed in pre-season.
Yes, it's his league debut now, I think. Right, so.
So that big 25 grand appearance money coming his way.
You've just started a new thread on the forum there, James.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't supposed to give that away, was I? As on a heavier note, bobbling away there, FC making a meal of it. And Telford have it in the box, plays it back there. Important interception by Scott Kay. And that's too far for Thompson, and Preston can mop up. Well, Tong let that drop there. Now he's battling away with the number 14, and it's cleared by FC, but only as far as a Telford shirt. And Jerome Wright does well there. Takes the ball off the laces of Dawson. Can he keep this ball in play? Jerome Wright, just a couple of minutes of time, but some added time to come. Wolfenden. Wolfenden loses possession. Untidy for FC United. As Gittings plays it down the line to his fellow sub, Evans. Evans close to the corner flag now. Chatler in attendance. Evans tries to give him the slip, and an unceremonious tackle, a foul by Chatler. It's a tired foul, and it gives Telford a free kick in a very dangerous position there, almost the equivalent to a corner. Corner flag. By the corner flag this comes, and Dawson. Well, this would be a punch in the gut if they were to take something from this Telford. It wasn't a great challenge from Chandler, who's had a good game up to now. But now Dawson prepares to take this. Plenty of white shirts up front, including the big men. Referee blows the whistle finally. In it comes Dawson. Inviting ball. Tong with the header. Second ball won there by Telford. Headed out now. And Thompson, can they break FC United? It's played out, but it's played out poorly. Story of the night, really, from FC United. Poor distribution. But Chandler now has it back. Long ball towards Gilchrist. Plays it in, neat ball. Heavy touch, though. Heavy touch from Thompson. Thompson with a shot. It's blocked. And Dawson will try and bring it away. Now then. And a foul there. Eckersley needlessly fouling. And now we're in what?
5 seconds.
Yes, we've got 5 seconds plus some added time.
And here's the board.
4 minutes, would we guess?
Well done, James.
Just quite a few stoppages. And 4 minutes for one of these sides to find a late winner. Oh, that's a good ball in. It's knotted down by Evans and...
Offside.
Offside. FC take it quickly. Now Thompson, he's got space in front of him and two red shirts. Now can he play a telling ball? He gets tackled. The ball bounces fortuitously for Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright will bring it infield. He's fouled, and that was a tired foul.
This is going to be another yellow card, I think.
And now that's a decent position if FC United can play a cultured ball in here. Ashworth forward, Eckersley forward. We played 91 minutes. Three more to play. And FC, the FC faithful now cheering the side on. How important this could be. Jerome Wright will float this one in. In it goes, but it's an easy headed clearance there for Telford. Disappointing and wasteful as ever, as it has been tonight from FC. Evans will cut through into the middle. Oh, Dale Tong with a late, clumsy, tired challenge. And played through forward by Dawson. Now Ray will try and spread this out to the right hand side. Over it comes. It's Samuels. He plays it back to Ray. Square ball for Dawson. Dawson will chip it forward interestingly there. But well won. Now it's Thompson. Can he do? No, he gets caught in possession. And it's played through. Brave keeping from Cardell. And he wins it at the second attempt. Kamikaze football, though, from FC United. Thompson really has not shown the form he showed the other day. Caught in possession there, and FC lucky to get away with it. Scott Kay, square ball, Thompson again. And now, Dale Tong. Dale Tong along the line there to Glynn, comfortably tackled. And that is another free kick.
Throw in, I think.
It was a throw into FC, and a bit of silliness between Tong and Campion. Tong really wants to stop right there and go no further. And if you have this
Darren Lyons in the thick of it,
and whatever was said or done there, Dale Tong did not like that one little bit.
I think he refused to give him the ball for the throwing originally. That was the beginning.
And really
of it.
Has to show a lot of restraint there. His colleagues beckoning backwards. Now what is it going to be here? I don't think it was a red card offence in the end. I think there was certainly a hand in the face from Campion on Dale Tong.
Shirt's ripped on the Telford player, so he's going to have to change his shirt.
And another shirt being pulled on there by Campion. Is walking. Well, the referee having a word there. Yellow card for Dale Tong. Yellow card for Campion. Handbags and pulled tug shirts. And now Scott Kay, who I thought was going in as a peacemaker.
He wasn't. He's the one who ripped the guy's shirt.
The referee's assistant seems to have seen something. So he's coming over to have a word. Oh dear, oh dear. How many yellow cards are there going to be?
Extra punishment coming out.
And the recipient of the next card is going to be...
He's looking around to see where he is, whoever it is.
Drum roll. And another yellow card.
That's the guy with the new shirt.
Well, I didn't get him away with anything, did it? Now, Dale Tong, is there time to fashion something here? Glynn there, heavy touch, turns though. Keeps the ball, slides well, there's Glynn. Square ball, too heavy. Jerome Wright will battle to keep it in. Can do so. Plays it back, but this ball's got to go in quickly. Glynn there, heavy touch. Jerome Wright pressurising, throw in. May just be time.
He should be adding on at least another minute now for all those yellow cards.
Chantler now with the throw-in. In it goes. Battling away was Wolverton. Couldn't control it. Goal kick. And that may be that. Montgomery takes it quickly. With intent there. Comes down though. And now it's Glynn. Glynn can get this forward. The referee's still not blowing his whistle. Glynn wastes it. And and the word waste, which has been a fairly common word this evening, brings this contest to an end. Disappointing really for FC United after bagging the point at Chorley, 0-0 this evening. FC United started incoherently, Telford having the best of it in the second half, but some periods then FC came back into it. One or two chances here and there, but nothing to write home about. And FC United will start the point season with two from two. Paul, I suppose the disappointment comes from our quality players, really. Sheridan and Thompson just not having the radar switched on.
Yeah, we didn't really use the possession tonight that we had. We had more possession than we did on Saturday, but didn't really use it enough. The passing wasn't sharp enough, the movement wasn't really right. It is early season, to be fair, and I know players take time to bed in again and get into routines and understand each other. I suppose the one comfort is that this time last season we had 0 points on the board and a pair of draws at least gives us a small amount of comfort.
Yeah, indeed. Stockport, of course, coming up on Friday. That will be a tough one.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices, such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.